وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه، أما بعد، This is the class from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر الأسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى، حديث 512، كتاب الزكاة، حديث 512. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قيل يا رسول الله أي الصدقة أفضل؟ قال: جهد المقل، وابدأ بمن تعول. أخرجه أحمد وأبو داود وصحابة بن خزيمة وابن حبان والحاكم. This hadith 512 from بلوغ المرام in the chapter of الزكاه، كتاب الزكاه. الحافظ ابن حجر الأوثر رحمه الله تعالى said narrated أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked what kind of صدقه، what kind of charity is the most preferable. He صلى الله عليه وسلم replied what a man with little property can afford to give. What kind of sadaqah is the most preferable? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, what a man with little property can afford to give. And began with your dependents. Reported by Ahmad and Abu Dawood, Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim graded it sahih, authentic. In this hadith, the Sahabi Abu Huraira said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked. He didn't mention who asked. So a Sahabi asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question: "Ayyu sadaqati afdal? What kind of sadaqa is the most preferable? The most preferable." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Juhdu al-muqil." Someone who has little property, he has qalil. He has qalilun min al-mal. And with that, he gives some of it. He gives out of it. This is the best preferable, the most preferable charity. Now, because if this person has little, but still he is giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because of his strong faith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, as-sadaqatu burhan, the charity is proof, hadith sahih Muslim. The charity is proof. If it is proof for one's belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the more you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the more you give sadaqah for the sake of Allah. But very important issue, what many people do not aware of it, is wabda' biman ta'ul. Wabda' biman ta'ul. And start with those who are your dependents. So those who rely on you after Allah, those you should provide, start it with them. Give them first the sadaqah. And here the sadaqah is both the mandatory one and the optional one. The mandatory one and the optional one. Because to provide your family, your dependents, your children, your wife, and if your father and mother are in a state of need, is a mandatory. Your wife is a mandatory. So it's a sadaqah, which is a mandatory. And therefore, giving these people sadaqah takes precedence over giving it to other people. Because the mandatory mara is more important in Islam than the optional act of worship. That's why Allah made it a mandatory. So, in the hadith, that what you give to your wife, to your children, to your dependents, is sadaqah. Is a sadaqah. Another hadith, وَفِي فِي أَمْرَأَتِكَ صَدَقَةٌ. What you put in your mouth, in your wife's mouth, is charity. How a believer who knows this will be then bakhil when it comes to his wife. She's in need of medicine. She's in need of clothes. She's in need of something to eat. There is something she's desperately needed. And he's able. He is not giving to her. Rather, he is given to outsiders and strangers. No, the hadith says, "Wabda biman ta'ul." Wabda biman ta'ul. In next hadith, قال رحمه الله عنه يعني أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تصدقوا فقال رجل يا رسول الله عندي دينار قال تصدق به على نفسك قال عندي آخر قال تصدق به على ولدك قال عندي آخر قال تصدق به على زوجتك قال عندي آخر قال تصدق به على خادمك قال عندي آخر قال أنت أبصر به رواه أبو داود والنسائي وصحابة بن حبان والحاكم حديث 513 نارر أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said He said, spend sadaqah, give sadaqah. Tasaddaqu, give sadaqah, give charity. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ invite the Sahaba to give sadaqah. Then a man asked, O Messenger of Allah, I have a dinar, meaning gold coin. Dinar is one of the two kinds of the currency at the time. I have one dinar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spend it on yourself. He said, I have another one. He said, spend it on your children. He said, I have another one. He said, spend it on your wife. He said, I have another one. He said, spend it on your servant. He said, I have another one. He said, you know best. Meaning what to do with it. Reported by Abu Dawud and Al-Nasai ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim Gariid. Sahih authentic. So in this hadith, the Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged the Sahaba, which is to his ummah, to everyone who was sent to, from human and jinn, to give sadaqah, charity. The one of the Sahaba asked, O the Messenger of Allah, he want to obey the Messenger salam. Right there, applied the hadith. He said, I have already dinar. Means, who do I give? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spend it to yourself. Start from your own life, yourself. Because the haqq your soul has on you takes precedence over the other souls. Start with yourself. He said he has another one, he said, with your children. He said he has another one, he said, with your wife. Spend it to your wife. He said he has another one, he said, to your servant. Those who are working for you and after Allah depend on you. He said, you have another one. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta absaru bihi. You know it better. So this is how it's in order. Yourself, your children, your wife, and your service people, those who are your servants, whether they are a slave or someone else, those who are working for you, helping you, and so forth. Then the closest. Rawi Dawood and Nasai wa Sahih ibn Hibban wal Hakim. So even though in the hadith you are being called as a believer to give sadaqah, you also should know who first deserves it. In another hadith, 514, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أنفقت المرأة من طعام بيتها غير مفسدة كان لها أجرها بما أنفقت ولزوجها أجره بما اكتسب وللخازن مثل ذلك لا ينقص بعضهم من أجر بعض شيئا. متفق عليه. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said if a woman gives means for charity some of the food in her house without being wasteful she will have her reward for what she has given out. Her husband will have his reward for what he has earned. And the storekeeper will get the same. Yet nobody's reward will be reduced due to the other. Agree upon. In this hadith, reported by Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned if a woman, man's wife, give some food of the family as a charity. A poor person come knock the door, or she knows, or it is the neighbor. So a part of the food she give to those people, with a condition, غَيْرَ مُفْسِدَةٍ, while she is not being wasteful, she doesn't waste the wealth. No extravagance. She spend the need. She is not musrifa. Some women, subhanallah, they are fitna to their husbands and to their house. They waste too much money, too much food, too much clothes, too much water, too much electric. Everything, she is very wasteful to it. While a believer shouldn't be that. Allah la yuhibbu al-mufsidin, al-musrifin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like those who make israf. These are blessings from Allah. The water, the food, the electric, the money. Many people don't have it. Allah gave it to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you then throw it away? Shopping so much food from the market and then cooking all of it one time. Knowing this food will end up to the trash. All refrigerator is full of old food. All is thrown at the end. Why? Why? People in the house are known who are they? What they eat is known. We are not given what suffices them. So israf may juice. Some brothers complain about their wives. They are very wasteful. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this hadith, if the woman give the food of the house as a sadaqah, but غير مفسدتين, while she doesn't waste it. She means she gives out the need, what's need. She gets reward because of her action of giving sadaqah. And her husband will also get a reward. Why? Because it is he iktasab. He's the one who earned. This from the money of the husband. So the Muslim shouldn't be bakhil, stingy, yell on his wife when she gives sadaqah with these conditions to the needy Muslim, to the poor, to the neighbor she know he doesn't have anything to eat, to someone who knocked the door she believe he doesn't have anything. He get mad, why you give this? No, this is a need, encourage her to give it. But غير مفسدة, she shouldn't be wasteful. Also, the storekeeper will get, or the service person, servant who give the money or the food to these needy people, or who was the one who was keeping it. Anyone who has contribution of that will get reward. لا ينقص بعضهم من أجر بعض شيئا. Nobody. Nobody's reward will be reduced due to the other. Subhanallah. That's how Allah al-Karim subhanahu is generous. What was given is just a one food belonging to the man, to the husband of the house, yet he get his reward, his wife get the reward, the service, the storekeeper get the reward, and whoever has a part of that, all of them, they would get reward. This encouragement to give sadaqah. encouragement to give sadaqah. Also in the hadith that the woman doesn't have to ask permission everything. There are things is common. The woman should be known. She should be free to deal with it. To deal with it. Not everyone, every second, she has to ask permission. She has to ask permission. In a way, some brothers, they have hard time. They say that whenever you go in any shop, anywhere, let me know. And then she keep on telling every time she go in, every time. And it become problem to him. He's at work, he's something. And she's stuck. She cannot move until he say go. La ya akhi. There are general things which is needed. Shopping and the like is known. Taking the kids when there is need to the doctor. Taking them to the school when their school time comes and their father come late. Anything which has to be taken care of. It should be agreed on from the beginning that she is free to take care of it. Alhamdulillah. But something new where he doesn't know a place he is not happy with and the like, know that she needs permission. Al-Muhim, in the hadith, that the superiority of giving sadaqah, even if it is from the food of the family. Rather, there's hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, he said to the Sahaba, if you cook food, make more maraq for the neighbor. Make more, what's the maraq? Soup. Barakallahu fi. Give it so you can share it with the neighbor. You can share it with the neighbor. متفق عليه وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه حديث 515 from أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاءت زينب امرأة ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قالت يا رسول الله إنك أمرت اليوم بالصدقة الله أكبر إنك أمرت اليوم بالصدقة وكان عندي حلي لي فأردت أن أتصدق به فزعم ابن مسعود أنه وولده أحق من تصدقت به عليهم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق ابن مسعود زوجك وولدك أحق من تصدقت به عليهم رواه البخاري نال أبو سعيد الخدري may Allah be pleased with him he said the wife of ابن مسعود زينب radiallahu anhuma, come to the Prophet and said, O Allah, His Messenger, today you have commanded that sadaqah be given out. Today you have commanded that sadaqah be given out, charity be given out. And I had some jewelry of mine, some gold of mine. So I want to give it as sadaqah. However, Ibn Mas'ud, meaning her husband, claim that he and his children have more right for my sadaqah to be spent on them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ibn Mas'ud told the truth. Ibn Mas'ud told the truth. Your husband and children have more right to be the beneficiaries of your sadaqah, the beneficiaries of your sadaqah reported by Al-Bukhari. In this hadith, one of the female companion, the wife of this great beloved Sahabi Ibn Mas'ud, and all the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ are beloved ones. All of them. Deviation and misguidance is for those who say ill about any of the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The munafiqun, the hypocrites, and the kuffar are those who say bad about the Sahaba. But as the believers, true believers, wallahi, they love the Sahaba. They love the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even though the Sahaba, all of them, are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them and praised them. Especially Ibn Mas'ud, he was from the greatest of them. Yeah, even the old Sahaba has high status. But بعضهم أفضل من بعض. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred the messengers over all the creation. But some of the messengers have more superiority over other. Likewise the Sahaba. They are all honored, but some of them have more virtue. Min whom? From them, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Min kubari ulama al-sahaba. From the greatest scholars of the companion, Ibn Mas'ud. May Allah be pleased with him. So, the wife of Ibn Mas'ud, Zainab, and Ibn Mas'ud is known he was poor. Ibn Mas'ud, he was poor. He was from the fuqara of, from the muhajirin, du'afa al-muhajirin. Those who, the kuffar, mushrikeen, used to give them hard time in Mecca. He and Bilal and the others. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, min al-muhajirin. So, his wife came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, today you commanded that sadaqah be given out. Today, you commanded to give sadaqah." So the sahabiyah, she heard the same day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling people to give sadaqah, and she already made her mind to act according to the guidelines and the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While she was planning that, she shared that with her husband Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who is faqih, he's great alim. He saw her that she wanted to give sadaqah to anybody else, to someone else. So he said, he and his children have more right than the other people. So he said, spend it to us. Give it to me whether you're going to give to the poor. So the Sahabiya, Zainab radiallahu anha, the messenger Muhammad alayhi salam is there. So she asked the mas'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? Sadaqa ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud told the truth. Told the truth. Naam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibn Mas'ud told the truth. He told you the truth. This is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to accept the truth from anyone. Let alone his sahabi Ibn Mas'ud, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also accepted from Iblis. Sadaqaka wa huwa kadhub. The sahabi Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abu Huraira, when the shaitan, the devil, the jinn, shaitan took the sadaqah, the zakatul fitr from him, but the sahabi, he didn't know, he thought he was a human being because he came in a form of a human being. And he claimed that he teach him the virtue of Surah Ayatul Kursi. Prophet said, Sadaqaka, he tell you the truth. What he said is true. If you recite Ayatul Kursi before you go to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint someone who preserves you until you wake up. So he tell you the truth. Wahuwa kadhub, but he's a liar, big liar. He lie a lot. Now he tell you the truth. But usually this one is a liar, this shaitan. So Prophet he accepted the truth, but he won against the shaitan. Because that's the reality. One time he tells the truth, it doesn't mean all the time he tells the truth. Unlike here, Prophet ﷺ, when Ibn Mas'ud said and so, Prophet ﷺ, he said he told you the truth. And Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say anything negative, meaning Ibn Mas'ud is truthful. Wouldn't be that, Prophet would have pointed out. Min bab al-nasiha. Mafhum hada. So, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, he tell the truth. Your husband and your children have more right to be the beneficiaries of your sadaqah. So the wife can give her zakah to her husband if he is poor. But not the opposite. The husband cannot give his zakah to his wife. But the wife can give her zakat to her husband. Who knows why? Because it's obligation on the husband to provide his wife, not the opposite. Therefore, man's wife can give the zakat to her husband if he is poor. Rather, he has more right than the other people. Naam. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق ابن مسعود زوجك وولدك أحق من تصدقت به عليه. So if a man, when he's giving sadaqah, his wife is from the first people, he should give sadaqah. If a woman giving sadaqah, her husband is from first people, she should give sadaqah. What does that mean? That the family, they make takaful al-ijtima'i. The family, they help one another. Husband and wife, they are those first who help one another. And providing their children, taking them, uplifting them. Then, alhamdulillah, the rest of the needy people. Hadith 516, وعن ابن عمر. Again, the hadith shows the way of the sahaba. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a talk. He encouraged to give sadaqah. Female attended that class, that talk, that command. Was it Friday lecture? Was it somewhere else? Allahu a'lam. Prophet is the one who gave the talk and the female figure out. Is it because they attended, she attended, or she was conveyed by Ibn Mas'ud? I don't know this specific incident, but usually it happened that the female companion attend Fridays and some other gatherings, and they hear the Prophet ﷺ talk, and they learn the religion from him straight. But most of the time was they were being taught by their husbands. So Ibn Mas'ud may be the one who attended the talk of the Messenger ﷺ and his encouragement to give sadaqah, and he conveyed the message to his wife, and she wanted to act according to it. And when she decided that, and wanted to give it to the poor, Ibn Mas'ud tell her, no, I deserve more than them and your children. And the Prophet ﷺ affirmed that, عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. Hadith 516, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يسأل الناس حتى يأتي يوم القيامة وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم. لا يسأل الرجل لا يزال الرجل يسأل الناس حتى يأتي يوم القيامة وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم. متفق عليه. نار ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person will continue asking people, means for charity, until he comes on the day of resurrection without even a piece of flesh on his face. نعوذ بالله من ذلك. A person will continue asking people. He's begging, asking, I need help, help me, I this, for charity until he comes on the day of resurrection without even a piece of flesh on his face. Wal-iyadu billah. A human being without flesh on his face looks very weird. How about if that's on the day of resurrection, where from the beginning to the last are present? الفضيحة في ذلك اليوم أسوأ الفضائح والعياذ بالله. So to be exposed on the day of judgment, where all your beloved ones and all your enemy are out there, those who know you, those who didn't know you, to be in a bad shape, how bad is that day for that person? So the one who asks people, يعني without the necessity. There are situations, person, he end up being in a state of necessity. But if he's not in that state and he asking people, he continue doing so until the punishment, the outcome, the evil consequence of his action is to come on the day of judgment while he has no flesh on his face. No flesh on his face. This hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يسأل الناس أموالهم تكثرا فإنما يسأل جمرا فليستقل أو ليستكثر. من يسأل الناس أموالهم تكثرا فإنما يسأل جمرا فليستقل أو ليستكثر. أو ليستكثر رواه مسلم. حديث 517 ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said he who begs for the problems of others to increase his own is in fact asking for burning charcoals. How you say this? Charcoals, is that right? Yes. Barakallahu fik. Naam. Charcoals. Barakallahu fik. Jamra. So let him ask for little or much. Reported by Muslim. He who begs for the property of others to increase his own. هنا تكثرا ماذا؟ تكثرا to increase his property. Meaning he's not in a state of necessity. Yeah, if he asks people and he is in a state of necessity, the ruling is different. But he is asking to have more. He already have what's necessity. He already have the necessity, but he wants to have more through that way of asking people and begging them. That one, فَإِنَّمَا يَسْأَلُ جَمْرَهُ, he is only asking what people are giving him actually is not but a burning charcoal. Yani a fire. That's what is being given. فَلْيَسْتَقِلْ, therefore, let him ask for little or يَسْتَكْفِرْ, let him ask for much. The more he asks, the more he get fire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And subhanAllah, some people, they ask people. Someone said, stop asking people. It's not good for you, not good for people. I have a job for you. It suffices you. Let me hire you. He say, no. I make money when I ask people more. He say, no. He ask more. He make money. He make more money. Naam, when he ask people. So he rejected. He go from masjid to a masjid. Some of them, subhanAllah, they have lie stories. Nasalullah salam al-afiyah. Allahumma aghnina an hada. Ya subhanAllah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Human beings are weak. If you ask them more than one, two, three, four, five times, very few of them are very generous. Very, but they are very few. The same person you ask, keep on asking, is not easy. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who, the more you ask, the more he loves you subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The more you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah likes you. The more you have faith, the more you have iman, wallahi. Because you realize you get nothing but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you ask Allah, you keep on asking Allah. Rather, the people of knowledge said, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously is a sign that your request is being answered. You don't give up, you keep on asking, you keep on asking. It was mentioned that Imam Bukhari, he was orphan and he was blind. And his mother keep on asking Allah to return the sight of her son, Muhammad bin Ismail, a young boy, orphan, 5-year-old. She keep on, until the people tell her, why you keep on asking? People, they lose their sight. Out there, blind people. Why you keep on? Until they call her Bukka'ah, the one who cried too much. She cried a lot. Until one time she was sleeping, and in the dream, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to her and told her, Allah, answer your dua and return the sight of your son. And she woke up, she see her son Muhammad ibn Ismail looking at her. How much she was happy. She took him and his older brother Ahmed, and she sold what she had of property, and she took them, she traveled with them to Mecca, and she said, my son, I left you with here. This is the house of Allah. Seek knowledge, worship Allah. And she and her son, older one Ahmed, went back. His Imam Bukhari, mother, radiallahu anha, wa jazahallahu khayra, anil islami khayra. This mother, Who of us know her name? Imam Bukhari mother. Who knows her name? Naam. Me, I don't know it. But Allah knows her. We know Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Whatsoever of good Imam Bukhari did, his mother gets. In two ways. One, because she is his mother. Second, because she's the one who called him to the good. الدال على الخير كفائله. How many awliya Allah, we don't know them. Allah knows them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how mother can affect the future, not of his of her children, the future of the Muslim ummah. If she is righteous. If she is righteous. Not like some women they doing, subhanallah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. So this Imam Bukhari mother, who can help me find her name? Imam Bukhari mother. Jazakallahu khayran. Ahsanallahu ilayha wa ila ummahat al-muslimin. Anyone who find? We conclude, inshallah, we finish this chapter. Inshallah, hadith 518 عن الزبير ابن العوام رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأن يأخذ أحدكم حبله فيأتي بحزمة الحطب على ظهره فيبيعها فيكف بها وجهه خير له من أن يسأل الناس أعطوه أو منعوه رواه البخاري. Hadith 518 narrated Zubair ibn Awam, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is better for one of you to take his robe, bring a load of firewood on his back and sell it, thereby preserving his self-respect, than to beg people whether they give him or refuse him. Reported by al-Bukhari. In this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that someone to earn with his own hand, even if it is to take a robe, to go outside, to come up with firewood, to sell it, and thereby he doesn't ask people, is better than asking people whether they give or they don't give to him. وعن سمر بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسألة كد يكد بها الرجل وجهه. المسألة كد يكد بها الرجل وجهه إلا أن يسأل الرجل سلطانا أو في أمر لا بد منه رواه الترمذي وصححه. Narrated Samur ibn Jundub, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, acts of begging are scratches with which a man disfigures his face, unless one begs a ruler or a situation in which begging is a must. Reported by at-Tirmidhi, who graded Sahih. In this hadith, again, this encouragement to ask people. And when someone asks people, when he's in a state to ask, it is that he's scratching with his face, disfiguring his face. He's removing his face. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Unless there's a need, he must ask, because he's in a state of need. Then that's allowed. And it's must the others to help him. Also, unless he asking a ruler who has authority on him. Naam. Anyone who find the name? Barakallahu. Inshallah, we stop here. Subhanakallahu. Bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.